Welcome to Overanalyze, the song-by-song analysis of your favorite album. I'm your host, Anthony, and our first season is going to talk about the new Tyler, the Creator album just released in the middle of May, Igor. Igor is Tyler, the Creator's 6th studio album. But before we get into it, this episode is going to dive into the background and history of Tyler, the Creator's career. Tyler, the Creator, was born Tyler Gregory Acoma on March 6, 1991, in Ladera Heights, California, to a white Canadian mother and an African father. He has one sister named Linda. Tyler's father abandoned his family when he was born, so Tyler has never truly met the guy. He speaks on this in numerous songs later on in his music career, such as Inglourious from the Bastard mixtape, and Answer off of his second studio album, Wolf. When he was a kid, Tyler was fascinated with music. At age 9, he would take album covers and draw crazy covers of his own, with their own track lists and song durations. It was his hobby of getting into it. However, Tyler was not really the best at school. He attended over 12 different schools in the LA area, one for every year, and he did graduate. His music fascination grew at age 14 when he learned to play the piano because he begged his mother to give him lessons from a private person. But he did become a great one in short time. One other hobby of his was skateboarding. He was very good at skateboarding and actually met a couple of his friends through skateboarding. But with the growing fame later on in his career, he has since lost the time to actually do it. He speaks on this briefly on the title track of his first album, Goblin. He's a very athletic kid, but very shy at the same time. One reason is because he felt judged for the music he listened to, because he listened to heavy amounts of rock, NERD, and jazz from his mother. However, all the kids listened to 90s rap, such as Dr. Dre and even N.W.A. This was pretty much the culmination and fire that caused him to found his own music collective called Odd Future, or the long version, Odd Future Wolfgang Kill Them All. Odd Future was founded in 2008 from Tyler and consists of multiple rappers, producers, and close stylists. Some of these were existing friends, and others came later. Some of these people include Casey Veggies, Domo Genesis, and Earl Sweatshirt. On November 16, 2008, Odd Future released Odd Future, a compilation album of the group trying to get the first impressions on music history. 12 out of the 19 songs were produced by Tyler, the other ones were produced by Left Brain and a couple other people, and showed Tyler is a talented producer, with his grimy, very scary-ish beats. I'm fucking Goldilocks up in the forest in a
three-bed. Yo, fuck two dope boys and fuck not writing any other fuck nigga ass blog that can put a 18-year-old nigga making his own fucking beats, covers, videos, and all that shit. Fuck you post-Drake ass cliche jerking
on
LA
Christmas
Slauson
Day
rapping fuck nigga ass hype beats niggas.
Tyler released his own first mixtape / album, Bastard. Bastard was an immediate success. Pitchfork rated it number 32 for the best album of 2010. The album speaks on subjects such as Tyler's depression, his absent father, rape, murder, and other shock value content. On the song Blow, Tyler even raps from the perspective of the serial killer Ted Bundy. Here's a snippet of it now. This is what the devil plays before. Baby, you're an angel. How about we turn this into a fable of some sort? You already know you're dead. Ironic cause your lipstick's red, of course. I stuffed you in a trunk, drunk, cause all I really wanna do is fucking snort. The album's shocking material caused the youth to be very attracted to it, while older generations of people found it repulsive. This is very similar to Eminem's come up with his albums The Slim Shady LP and the Marshall Mathers LP. After the mixtape, he signed a deal with XL Recordings and said he was going to release one album off of their label. But Tyler did not know that this deal would help him release one of the most influential singles and helped Matt Mark Tyler as a landmark shock value artist. The first song released since then was Yonkers. Yonkers was a major hit with the youth and stapled Tyler in the rap game as one of the most shocking rappers of the 2010s. The song is comprised of a hard-hitting, simplistic drum pattern, a creepy synth during the chorus, and piano chords during the second and third verse. The song speaks on many different topics such as split personalities, him wanting to kill himself, and how he wants to stab every Pitchfork employee with a pitchfork. According to Tyler, the song actually was supposed to be a normal conversation between him and his altered personalities, already established on Bastard. Some of these include Wolf Haley and Ace. The video was released on February 10th, 2011, with Tyler sitting on a stool, rapping into the camera. At around the 22nd mark, he brings up a cockroach and plays with it while he keeps going. When the chorus starts, he decides to eat the roach and vomit during the chorus. And yes, he did actually eat this roach. The video has now racked over 100 million views, but also in 2011, singer Frank Ocean joined Odd Future and has been one of Tyler's closest friends. On May 9th, 2011, Tyler released his debut album Goblin with the song Yonkers, as well as other songs such as Sandwiches and Analog. The album speaks on Odd Future being misunderstood, being your own thing, the shipping of his friend Earl Sweatshirt to Samora Reformatory Camp, and it also helped because Kanye West tweeted it that he has been bumping Tyler's music, so it really helped him gain some extra people. In 2012, Tyler and other Odd Future members got a show on Adult Swim called Loiter Squad. The show consisted of multiple skits that Tyler and his friends would act out, such as a parody of the History Channel show Storage Wars. It was pretty successful. In 2013, Tyler released his second studio album, Wolf. He produced the album entirely by himself under his own label, Odd Future Records, with assistance from R.E.D. Distribution Company and the gigantic brand Sony Music Entertainment. The album sold over 90,000 copies in the first week of its release and contained compositions made by Tyler when he was only 15. The album had much more linear story to it rather than Goblin and Bastard. The story consists of two characters named Wolf and Sam at a place called Camp Flogna, which is actually Golf Wang spelled backwards. The summer camp is probably supposed to represent Tyler's mind, but it's just a bunch of theories. It speaks on subjects such as Tyler's absent father, his obsession with biking, and the passing of his grandmother due to brain cancer. The album shows Tyler going in a more jazzier direction, which will lead into greater albums such as Flower Boy and Igor. And it's shown through much different cuts such as Tree Home 95 featuring Erykah Badu. And the album also hosts one of my favorite tracks of his ever, Answer. The track contains a simple guitar scale and drums while Tyler raps about calling people on his phone, such as his dad, his dead grandma, and a girl he likes. He even raps about a school shooting on the track Pigs. The album shares and stars many celebrities such as Pharrell and Erykah Badu. It also consists of Odd Future members such as Haji Beats, Dama Genesis, and Frank Ocean, which is featured on over 3 songs on this album alone. On April 9th of 2015, Tyler posted a video on YouTube for the song Fucking Young, advertising his new album Cherry Bomb, or you can pronounce it Cheer Bomb. The video consisted of 2 different songs, the 10th track Fucking Young and the intro of the album Death Camp. Cherry Bomb had many more celebrity guest appearances such as Lil Wayne, Kanye West, and Schoolboy Q. Cherry Bomb is Tyler's least well-received, rated, and received album. because of the amount of experimentation on the album, making it a hard listen. The album ranges from sweet, jazzy cuts such as Find Your Wings and Fucking Young, to Tyler's death grips and rock-inspired music such as Death Camp and the title track Cherry Bomb. The album was a heavy mixed bag, and Pitchfork giving it one of Tyler's worst ratings, a 6.7. With all this pressure and criticism Tyler had, he had to release a good album to cleanse people's palates from Cherry Bomb and prove as a good artist. So, he did just that. On July 21st, 2017, Tyler released his fourth studio album, Flower Boy, to critical acclaim. Fans and critics loved the album. The album, just barely over 40 minutes, speaks on subjects such as Tyler's loneliness, his sexuality, which most presume to be bi, and his affection for an unknown figure. The album also contains more celebrities such as A$AP Rocky, who has joined and created a nice friendship with Tyler, and they always bond together very nice, as well as Frank Ocean, but also some underground people such as Steve Lacy and Rex Orange County. The album has many jazz and funk influences throughout it. Tyler speaks on buying cars a lot on this project, and speaks how he uses materialism to mask the loneliness in his life. Some of these tracks include Boredom and 911 Mr. Lonely. And that leads us to Igor, Tyler's sixth album. In the next episode, we will begin our deep dive analysis of the project with Igor's theme. I have been Anthony, and this has been Overanalyzed. Thank you so much for listening. Bye. And shout out to Riaz if he listened to the entire thing. I tell him to eat a dick quicker than Mexican sprint over borders. I give a fuck like a quarter with 20 cents.